Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. We are on episode 64 right now. I can't even believe it. It's the last episode of season one. I'm so excited and so elated that you've chosen to listen to my podcast, especially this far out. So thank you. I totally appreciate it. With that being said, I just want to give a little bit of an introduction to today's podcast guest. Her name is Chelsea Pauling, and she is the owner and founder of Rose Botanica. And Rose Botanica is basically an online high-vibe self-care beauty shop, and they sell a variety of brands and products. Some of them are very small shop and niche, and other ones are very high-end, like Forthematic Mushrooms and the like, but they all have that common self-care theme, and we'll talk a lot about that in her episode and why she decided to do so. A little bit more about Chelsea, besides that she's a huge sweetheart, is that she's also a certified Reiki level one practitioner and yoga instructor. And she used to work for NASA, so that was actually pretty cool. We explored that topic a little bit more as well. We also talked about her favorite products in the store, and she had actually sent me a box full of goodies that were aimed at my pregnancy, and they were adorable. I loved each and every one of the products. They were effective. They were good quality products, and I'm not going to tell you what they are right now because we go through them in the podcast, but I would definitely love to give that pregnancy box as a gift because I loved receiving it. So just know that her stuff is of very high quality. And I guess without further ado, let's just jump into today's episode. Hi, everyone, and before we jump into today's podcast episode, I just want to give a big shout-out to Pink Tomato Skincare. So let me preface this with I'm actually recording this ad while I'm breastfeeding, so you might hear little Elizabeth in the background. But yeah, so let's talk about Pink Tomato Skincare. And the reason I want to bring them up is because I stumbled upon them at a health and wellness event. And upon like looking further into the company, I found out that they are actually all organic. They don't test on animals. They are vegan. They use natural aromas. And they also use eco packaging, which I feel like is very hard to find. So I was able to connect with the owner, Gina, who is a badass mama. She runs this business and raises her little boy, and he is just absolutely adorable. Definitely head over to her Instagram at Pink Tomato Skincare. I use a lot of her products. I would say that my favorite product of hers, and you probably see me wearing this a lot on Instagram, is her face mask. She has this pink face mask that is basically a rejuvenating cold facial, and you can put it in the freezer or in the fridge, whichever you prefer. I always put it in the freezer, and then you wear it for about like 15 minutes after you apply your favorite face cream, and it really tightens up your skin. It soothes your skin. It reduces the appearance of wrinkles. It reduces the size of pores, which is really ideal for basically all types of skin types. Furthermore, it actually fights acne, and it acts as acupuncture meridian that promotes circulation, helping, you know, rejuvenate the skin. So there's a lot of benefits to that one. And then my second favorite product is actually, you can use it for babies as well, but I use this prior to having Lizzie. It's called a konjac sponge. And Gina actually creates a couple different varieties, but for the most part, All three varieties are 100% natural. They're made without preservatives. They're made without artificial coloring, without chemical additives, no artificial chemicals. It's 100% biodegradable. And basically the purpose of the konjac sponge is that it starts out dry and it becomes hard. And then when you soak the sponge in water, you squeeze it and use it all over your body and face with circular motions. And it gently balances the pH of your skin. And you know that it's the real deal when it was actually created for babies. But because of the amazing qualities of it, adults started using it and seeing their positive effects. So I encourage you all to head over to www.pinktomatoskincare.com and try out Gina's product. She's also on Instagram and Facebook. And again, you can just find her at Pink Tomato Skincare. And for a sweet discount, you can use BYOK18 and make sure the BYOK is capitalized. And Gina will hook you up with, just a sweet discount for being a listener of the BYOK podcast. So head over there and check her out. Hi, Chelsea, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing so great. I'm so excited to be on the podcast. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself before we jump into how Rose Botanica got started?
Sure, I'd love to. So my name is Chelsea Poling, as Erica said, and I'm from Melbourne Beach, Florida, born and raised. I went to the University of Central Florida and graduated with a degree in business. After college, I started working with NASA Kennedy Space Center. That was my first full-time job. I worked for them for like 5 years, and then wanting to experience a little bit more of the city life, I asked for a transfer up to Washington, D.C., and worked for NASA up there for a couple more years, and then transferred over to the Agency for International Development and worked there for a couple more years. And then in 2016, I decided to make a big life change, and I moved from Washington, D.C. to Santa Monica, California, where I pretty soon thereafter started Rose Botanica. So I've kind of been all over the place.
That's so cool that you worked for NASA. But how do you go from working for the government in, like, you know, a pretty serious job capacity to becoming an entrepreneur in this, you know, high-vibe beauty company?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it wasn't really related. My job at NASA was a contracting officer, so it was in the business sector. So I was supporting the space shuttle mission, and also one of my most proud missions that I supported was OSIRIS-REx, which was an asteroid retrieval mission. So it was a actual space science mission where a space system went to an asteroid and retrieved the sample and then took it back to Earth so we could analyze what the asteroid was made of. So that was pretty cool. My job with NASA was great, and with USAID as well, but in late 2016, I found myself in just a really difficult time in my life. I kind of had reached an all-time low, not related to my job, but more of my personal life, a really toxic relationship that I was in, and I was just extremely depressed and anxious and couldn't seem to get myself out of it. It had lasted for a couple months, and I ended up seeking the advice of a therapist who had told me, who advised me, rather, to look into my eyes in the mirror daily and to say, I love you, in an effort of, I think she was recognizing that I needed to practice a little bit of self-love. So I tried doing this in the beginning, and it was incredibly challenging, as I'm sure that anyone who's dealt with depression and anxiety can imagine. It's really challenging to even to face yourself in the mirror I experienced, let alone say something nice like I love you. So I had a really hard time doing this, but I found that when I was doing my personal care routine in the morning and then in the evening, I was washing my face and I'm, you know, there looking at myself in the mirror, it really became the perfect opportunity for me to practice this exercise. So I began, while I was washing my face morning and evening, saying I love you to myself. And in the beginning, say like the first few weeks, there were a lot of tears. It wasn't easy, but day by day, it really got easier, and I began to look at myself with kindness and compassion, and my eyes were softer, and I really began to like myself again in the beginning, and then it turns into loving myself. So I did this exercise in addition to 2 months of just like really intensive nurturing, self-care to myself. So I would really honor how my body was feeling and do restorative acts, like taking a relaxing bath at night with bath salts and a facial mask, and really just kind of take care of myself. And then in an act of ceremony, I'd light an incense or a candle and meditate. And so I really found that after really an intensive period of self-care of about 2 months, I had the courage to make these really difficult life decisions, to get out of the toxic relationship and to actually move cross-country from Washington, D.C. to Santa Monica, California. And that's how that was the inspiration behind Rose Botanica. And when I moved to Santa Monica, I wasn't prepared to start Rose Botanica, but through kind of sharing my personal journey and my experience of the transformational power of self-care, as I like to think of it, I found that it was really resonating with people. And so I really felt led that this was a message that I needed to share on a larger platform. So that's why I started Rose Botanica.
That's incredible. And thank you so much for being so vulnerable and sharing that. I would imagine that was probably a really difficult time, but it's so beautiful that you came out on the other side and you created this wonderful self-care and beauty company.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I hope that it can, you know, help other people kind of get through that difficult time, and just really sharing the importance of self-care and my experience of it was self-care increases self-love. So, if it helps anyone, that will make me a really happy girl.
Totally. So Rose Botanica is a online shop, correct? There's no brick and mortar. It's purely online, so anybody across the country can really benefit from your shop. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. We hope one day to have a brick and mortar store, but right now, yeah, it is online, so it's accessible to everyone in the United States. We're not shipping internationally yet. It's online now.
And how do you select the products for Rose Botanica? And then what are some sample products before we go into my really awesome pregnancy box?
Sure. So I select the products. Because it is all of the products that I offer support a really are intended to support a self-care routine. So they're very specific, high vibration products, I like to think of them as. So I offer products to support a mind, body, spirit self-care routine. So we have products ranging from crystals to support energy healing, and Reiki, if you're familiar with that, We also have adaptogens, which are there to support internal wellness, like gut flora and any kind of like stressors that you're going through. We have specific types of adaptogens for each ailment or concern that you have. We also have natural skincare, natural body care. We have personal development books, and a whole host of other products, different types of categories. So feel free to check them out on Rose Botanica. And of course, as with most companies nowadays, all of the products that we offer are cruelty-free, natural, and non-toxic. So they're not harmful. They don't contain any harmful ingredients to you or the environment. So feel free to use them. And for parents, they're great because, you know, they're products that if you, like, kiss your baby or baby kisses you, they won't be, it's not, you don't have to worry about, like, the actual ingredients that are being transmitted to the child. So they're all very safe and clean products. In addition to that, I also choose brands that are more artisanal and like small batch production. So I don't think any of the brands we offer will be found in a grocery store setting, even Whole Foods. They're all really small batch production or like higher end prestige products in the natural beauty spectrum. So I'm really proud of the products that we offer. And then they're also extremely effective because I am definitely like a former recovering product junkie, I'd say, who loves skincare and loves makeup. So I've tried everything, and I'm really pleased to have weeded out all of like the natural products that are just basically like, you know, like coconut oil for your face, which is like a great treatment for your hair. But like, let's be honest, I feel like for putting something on your face, you actually want results and effects. And so I'm really happy that we can now offer natural non-toxic products without sacrificing you know, what the ingredients that you're putting on your face, so without sacrificing results, rather, so you can still get in the anti-aging and the reduction of fine lines and the brightening, but they're not harmful to you.
I love that. I love that they're non-toxic. I love that they're small shop. And I love that you've tested all of them as a product junkie. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So those of you at home, Chelsea generously sent me this pregnancy box. And it included Miracle Nipple Cream, which is going to be perfect for when I'm breastfeeding next month. And a rose quartz roller for my face for like lymphatic drainage and, you know, bloatedness. And a Forsomatic superfood blend, which I love Forsomatic, but I've never seen this one before. So I'm super excited to try this. When you said that, you know, the products that you carry aren't in grocery stores, you're like 100% dead on. I have seen Forsigmatic before, but I've never seen this exact product.
Yeah, the beauty blend is definitely it's a more specialty product. Forsigmatic is for sure in grocery stores, and so I guess some of the adaptogens will kind of cross that line. But yeah, all of the rest of like the beauty stuff and whatnot are I have never seen them in grocery stores.
No, I haven't seen that either. And then you also sent me the Moon Divas guidebook. So would you mind telling us a little bit more about this spirited self-care book?
Sure, yeah. So the Moon Divas guidebook is recommended by the authors for women in transition in their life, whether it be expectant mothers like Erica, or whether you've just gone through a breakup, if you're getting married, if you're graduating college and, you know, trying to figure out your life, or really just any time in general. I think it is really useful and a powerful tool to kind of help you find your inner voice, your inner wisdom. There's interactive tools on there where it asks you, like, your fears and your desires, and you can, you know, color and, like, illustrate and draw things if you're inclined, or you can write it's really just kind of like a free-based interactive journal guide. And in addition to all like the self-discovery work, there is also seasonal recipes on there and a cool section on like how to create a community, tips and suggestions. So I think it's a really, it's kind of a self-care staple, and is what I actually found when I was going through that dark time to be really useful too. So that was kind of like the first product when I realized I was putting Rose Botanicus together, that I was like, I have to have this book. This is transformational. So I recommend it for anyone.
I love it. And it's funny because I just like opened up to a random page in it, and it actually gives you an ingredient, like a recipe for breast oil and breast tea and like all this stuff for pregnancy as well. So I absolutely love it. I cannot wait to start using it. And then,
oh, I'm so glad.
I didn't mention this before, but you also sent me this other product, which is really cool. That's for, and when we spoke, I was like, wait, is this for what I think it's for? It's like rose quartz eggs. And rose quartz is supposed to be symbolic of, it's supposed to promote self-love. Am I correct?
Yes, you're 100% correct, which is why, like, part of the name for Rose Botanica and then all of the crystals that we offer are actually all rose quartz, kind of fittingly.
Oh, I love that. I didn't even realize that there, that connection there.
Yeah.
So I got these eggs, and they're, I'm supposed to use them post-pregnancy, correct?
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't advise using them now. I don't really know. You'd have to check with the doctor on that. But yeah, I think they're more especially for women after. I mean, they're essentially to facilitate the Kegel exercise, which is like strengthening your pelvic floor muscles, because I'm sure as common knowledge that when you give birth, those will get a little bit less strong. So
yes.
These are instead of three, yeah. It's a set of three yoni eggs, they're called, which we haven't actually released on the Rose Botanical website, but we will very soon. So we sent them to Erica exclusively because we thought that that she may like them and they may be beneficial for after the pregnancy. But yeah, there are three different sizes. So you start, and actually, surprisingly, I think that the smaller one, you would think that that's the easiest one, but that is actually the most difficult because it like requires the most contraction. So I would start with a bigger one.
Oh, interesting. I wouldn't think that, but that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. So we'll have all the, when we actually list the product on Rose Botanica, we'll have all the instructions. So you can look there for it too.
Perfect. So you guys also have something on your website called RBRX. Could you kind of just break that down for us a little bit?
Sure. So the RBRX is a free tool that we've created on the Rose Botanical website, and it's a tool to help you discover or enhance your self-care practice. So at Rose Botanical, we really believe that a self-care practice or ritual should include care, or should include aspects of the mind, body, and spirit, because that's really what forms that your whole self. So I think that it's important to care for all aspects versus just like the body, or going to the gym and washing your face. I think it's also equally important to care for the mind and the spirit. So we've created the self-care assessment, which is the Rose Botanica RX online, to kind of show you what that can look like for you. So if you go to the website and you click on RBRX, it'll take you through three different prompts, categories rather, for mind, body, and spirit. So for the first one, being the mind, it will prompt you, it'll ask you, what are you feeling? Like, what's your primary concern right now? How are you most feeling? And it'll offer you, I think it's about 16 different feelings that you can select from. So as an example, some of them are like, I'm feeling frustrated, or I'm feeling happy, I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling unloved, I'm feeling lonely, et cetera, et cetera. And then the next, so for example's sake right now, I'm just going to choose that I am feeling unloved, which is very sad. But for example's sake, I'm going to choose that. And then the next prompt would be for body. And then for body, that includes face. So it would ask, like, what your main concern is for your face, whether you have dry skin, environmental concerns for your face, et cetera. Then there's body, which would encompass questions like dry skin again or cellulite, et cetera. And then internal wellness is the last category of body, and that would ask, like, if you have inflammation or if, you know, stress is a main concern. And then the last category is spirit, and that asks you what you're most interested in, and whether that is, there's three options, and so we have personal development, meditation, and energy work. And so based on your answers to all of these questions, we populate an RBRX, Rose Botanica prescription, which is not created by a medical professional, I do have to disclose. So we populate your unique RBRX with self-care tools to encourage a routine addressing all of these areas, mind, body, spirit. So for the mind aspect that I mentioned just a minute ago, I had chosen I'm feeling unloved. For mind, it would populate a mantra in the form of a removable sticker that says, I am loved. And so we would recommend that you put this removable sticker. That's really cute, by the way. It's like a chic black and white circular sticker with cursive writing in like the Rose Botanica typography. So we recommend that you put the sticker on your bathroom mirror and recite it morning and evening for maximum effectiveness, because everything starts with thought. And so the more you think something, you believe it, you feel it, the more it will happen. So, you know, if you're feeling unloved, you're going to say, I am loved, and that will, you'll be inviting that into your thoughts and into your life. So that's probably that's a really special feature of the RBRX that I really like and think is super powerful. And then in addition to the mantra sticker, which was for the mind category, there will also be product recommendations for the body and the spirit. I know it's kind of a lengthy process, but I encourage everyone to go check out the RBRX online and take the assessment for yourself. It's totally free, and the mantra sticker is complimentary with one item purchase.
That's really incredible. So if you head to Rose Botanica and you kind of don't know where to start, you know, you need some self-love, you need to start incorporating some self-care, and you're just kind of lost. That's a great place to start. Am I correct?
Totally. Yeah. That's really why I created it, because I wanted it to kind of take, you know, anyone that is just like, what is self-care? I'm like in a bad place. I wanted to kind of take them through what a potential routine could look like. And of course, and I do really want to say and emphasize that, you know, products and tools are not necessary for self-care. At all. Like, self-care to you could be, you know, maximum effectiveness self-care could be like doing yoga every day, which is a part of self-care, of course, or taking a walk. But I found that using tools in your daily routine to practice like mindfulness and tuning in was really easy and effective for me, because I had to do those things anyways, like wash my face and stuff like that. So I found it to be really instrumental to kind of modify my perspective. And instead of using it as like a daily routine, to think of it as a daily ritual where I had time to like really be with myself.
I totally agree with that. And since you're kind of the guru on self-care, do you have any other resources that you recommend, maybe like podcasts or books or anything like that that is related to self-care that you like to rely on or recommend?
Sure. I feel like there are so many. There's so many good books and resources out there. The one that I read a daily reflection every morning by a daily contemplation by a year with by the oracle Hafiz, who was a 14th century poet. He's just like this really amazing oracle who has incredible perspective. And so I read that every morning, and I find that it sets me in a really great mood and tone for the day. I also love Oprah's Soul Sundays podcast. She has like the best people on there, and I feel like every week I listen to it and I'm kind of awestruck. But most of all, I definitely would encourage people to tune in and to use themselves as a resource, because I feel like right now we're in a state of like information overload, whether it be Instagram like multiple times a day feeding you so much information, as well as Facebook and the media and all of, you know, your different favorite podcasts and everything, which are all great and great sources of self-care potentially. But I think that at the end of the day, you know yourself the best. And I think that it's really important to kind of tune in and listen to that that inner wisdom, and to ask yourself like what you need and what's going on with you and how you can best address it. And literally, in the words of Glinda the Good Witch, you've had the answers all along. So I totally prescribe to that. So I think it's all about choosing, you know, what works for you, and choosing a self-care practice that you can do easily and frequently to increase your vibration.
I love that advice. I totally agree with you. I think it's really important to monitor what you're consuming and not just kind of take in everything. And actually, I had never heard of that book before, so I'm definitely going to look that up.
Yeah, it's a great one. I mean, some of it's a little bit, he was in the 14th century, but it makes him an oracle because it's still incredibly relevant today. So, I highly recommend it.
Very cool. Okay, so pimp yourself out. Tell us where we can find Rose Botanica on social media, your website. Give us all the information.
Sure, I'd love to. So we are at Rose Botanica online, www.rosebotanica.com. We're also, of course, on Instagram at Rose Botanica. And you can follow my Instagram, if you'd like, at Chelsea Poling. I'm trying to get more into using my Instagram for wellness tips and tricks. I'm finding it a little bit more challenging than it seems to look.
Oh, it totally is.
Yeah, blogger life is like, I thought it was easy, but it is not. So I'm learning as I go. But Rose Botanica, I really recommend checking out the RVRX and taking the self-care assessment.
Awesome. And I have one more question for you. And I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Oh my gosh, that's a tough one. I love so many different kinds of kombucha. I love trying different ones, especially like low sugar ones. But I think I always find myself getting like one a day.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad, right?
I know, it's so bad and it's expensive, but it's so refreshing. I don't even like drink alcohol anymore. I just have kombucha. It's incredible. but my favorite, I'd say, is probably the Cayenne Cleanse by Health Aid. I love spicy kick.
I haven't tried the Cayenne Cleanse one, but so there's a rose flavor. I think there's like a second part to that name. I just can't remember. But it's only available in LA and it's by Health Aid. So if you find it, you have to let me know how it is.
I will. I feel like that's what I should do. definitely be drinking every day to get on brand.
Right?
I'm going to search for it tonight. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I totally appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun.